Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're with Rattle Snake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double-teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Yeah, baby boys, Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night. I am the Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, the king of things, the point guard of podcasting, Louis J. Gomez. He is the international superstar, Zach D'Amico. What's up, kid?
Merry Christmas, buddy.
Merry Christmas to you, man. 'Twas the night before Christmas and all through the house. Not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. Do you know the next line?
No.
The stockings were hung.
Ooh, all snug in their beds.
Whoa, no.
While sugar plums went dancing all through their head.
Yeah.
You got this memorized?
Yeah, I got it.
Are you a Christmas spirit guy?
I love Christmas spirit. I have the Christmas spirit.
I feel like I do too, finally.
Is it because you have a child now?
No, not that. I mean, like, this year in particular. But yeah, having a kid definitely brought it back. But I feel like I've been so busy up until a point that it's kind of hard to even like acknowledge that it's coming, and now it's here, and that's great, and I'm kind of excited.
For me, it's, you know, I love the Christmas spirit. It's finally in my life. I want to be around the family during the holidays. Yeah. Like this whole week, I'm doing like dinners, and we're doing like Christmas parties, game night, taking the kids shopping this afternoon. It's going to be a fucking, you know, a nice thing. We are pre-taping this one. This is Tuesday, so we still got all of Christmas week. Lots more stuff to figure out, but this is the official for last show before Christmas. Very, very excited to have two guests in studio. Ladies and gentlemen, from the Here's the Scenario podcast, Mike Cannon is back on the show.
Hello. Hello, everyone.
Chilling,
thanks,
man.
For having me back. Very, it's good to see you.
Good to have you, my friend.
Yeah.
And also, ladies and gentlemen, from Two Jack Broads and Stoner Dads, the great Sydney Gant returns to the show.
Thank you. Finally, the proper adjective before my name.
What was the adjective?
The great.
Oh, the great.
Yeah. Mm. Was that an accident?
No. I meant it. It came out. It spilled out of my face. I'm feeling very good.
Yeah.
Christmas is upon us. Final touches. You guys done all your shopping already? It's over?
Yeah, I think so. I think I have Feeny and Sagalo still. Mm. You know,
just get them a double-ended dildo.
Yeah, it's a group gift.
Yeah, that'd be fun. You buy all your friends gifts.
Podcast co-hosts, we typically open on air. Sagalo bought us watches one year because we gave him shit that he's never gotten us a single
thing. What type of watch, though?
It was a Macy's counter special, but it was pretty nice. Pretty nice.
Still have it.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like a little weird giving a man a gift.
I mean, it definitely felt weird to accept a watch. I felt like I was Tom Brady's offensive lineman. Like, you know, it was a weird.
Do you wrap the gifts?
Yeah.
With the ribbons?
No.
Okay.
No, but I do take extra care. Yeah, with the ribbons and the 6-inch.
You take
tendrils.
Extra care when you're wrapping a gift for a man? Are you kidding me? I'm not even taping it.
Yeah.
Doggy, I'm so bad at wrapping gifts. It's just the first, like, I get it. I don't have the patience to try to make it look neat, you know? So I just fucking, I fold it over, pop, 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 so it looks good on one side, but it falls apart very, very quickly. I'm not a good wrapper.
But that's the key, actually, to a well-wrapped gift, is to not make it too perfect, because two perfectly wrapped gifts are fucking impossible to open.
Mm.
And then you're trying to find a seam or a spot you can stick your stupid finger in to rip the whole thing. It's like, you have to have a little
jumble on the
bottom.
Sounds like my prom night. Got to find a seam or a hole to rip the whole thing. Come on, guys.
Yeah, I was still listening for the context.
Come on, guys.
Oh, dude, your act out was not what I imagined.
See, exactly. That's why I need more context,
that was
right?
Horrifying.
You're 17.
What seam are we looking for?
Was
that
got
a fatality you just did at the
machine.
Prom? Did you just rip someone's heart out?
You just pulled her spine out of her pussy.
Lewis got a flawless at his prom. Did you hear about it?
No, she was pretty flawed.
We got a great show planned today. Let's get our plugs out of the way. We have a lot to talk about. It's an amazing Christmas day. I still am not done with my Christmas shopping. I hate it. I love giving. I don't like the process of finding the time to go find gifts. It's a goddamn nightmare.
That's why you need an assistant.
I do. I had an assistant for a minute, but
then you just couldn't.
You were too much you.
I just, when I have an assistant, I end up not giving them things to do. And then I'm like, why am I fucking paying for it? Dude, I can book my own flights. This is stupid.
Right.
And then here I am. I never book my own flights. And I wait till the week before and I spend thousands of dollars.
Awful. Yeah. I will say this about you. You are a kind guy that way. I would imagine like you start assisting your assistant a little bit.
Yeah.
Helping her out.
No way.
No,
I would not.
No, I think he does that while yelling at them.
No. I can't believe I'm doing this.
Yeah. And they're like, you're not giving me your password.
Let's get our plugs out of the way. Mike Cannon, which plugin?
Here's the Scenario podcast. Check that out. We got the live episode from Skankfest up on YouTube. Definitely one to watch. We had a bunch of really great guests on that. If you're watching live right now, I'm at Point Pleasant, New Jersey, Uncle Vinny's tonight, December 23rd. And then January 27th through 28th, I'm in Grand Rapids, Michigan. February 2nd through the 4th, I'm in Baltimore. And then I'm in Toronto, Phoenix, Houston. And then in New York, the big one, on February 25th, I'm headlining Gramercy Theater. Tickets are mostly sold, I suppose. So just get them. I'd love as many fans as humanly possible to be there and not just, you know, people that are suckers for online promo.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Sydney,
what's going on? Check out Stoner Dads, of course. For those of you who do watch, The Tomb is going to be up. We're going to have guests back soon. So looking to get everybody up on there. Two Jack Bros. December 23rd, I'll be in Philly at Helium with a bunch of other funny Philly guys. It's a Shane Gillis showcase that he's bringing a bunch of us on.
That's great. Right?
So it's going to be pretty sick. So check that out. And other than that, you know, follow me around grocery stores and shit.
An older Korean woman?
Yeah.
Hurry up and buy.
Yeah, if you see me out in the world and you think you can take me, give it a whirl. Those are my plugs.
Love it. Zach Amico.
Just check out my other podcast here on the network, Bye Guys with Ian Finance and Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show, Fridays at Midnight, here on the Gas Digital Network.
Lots of live dates coming up. New Year's Eve, myself and the great Zach Amico, Dave Smith, Karen Feehan, Crack Amico, Colin Turrell. What a show. New Year's Eve, 10:30 show is just about sold out. I think there's like 6 tickets left right now. We just added a 7:30 show on New Year's Eve as well. So you guys can have 2 opportunities to see us, 7:30 and 10:30 p.m. Then I'll be in Washington, D.C., Phoenix, Arizona. Bloomington, Minnesota. And Cuyahoga Falls all throughout January. That Funny Bone dates change. I don't know why my web guy hasn't fucking updated the site yet. I just followed up with him just now, and it's making me furious.
Find him.
It's infuriating. So, yeah, that should all be updated soon, guys. Lots of other dates as well. San Diego, Houston, Yonkers, there's a bunch of shit coming up all throughout the spring. So keep on tuning in and subscribe to Gas Digital, GasDigitalNetwork.com. Use the promo code RAP. That will give you instant access to the on-demand library for all of the shows. It's a free trial for 7 days. If you like it, you keep the membership. If you don't, say fuck it, cancel the membership, right? Download all your favorite episodes and then fucking cancel. That's all you gotta do. We got Legion of Skanks. We got Yo MMA Rap. We got Shannon Lee Hires. The Thing Is Ding. What a fucking
Memorial of IGP.
The Memorial of IGP. Oh, do we? Yeah.
I think you still.
We still have the archives for IGP.
Yeah.
Guys, you can still go get the archives for IGP.
I mean, come on.
People want that. use that promo code and make sure you subscribe to my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/PRRattlesnake, where I play video games. Right now, I am playing a game where if you can stream snipe me in Warzone and kill me after identifying yourself, you win a free pair of all access Skankfest passes. I've already given away one pair of all access passes. This guy fucking if you kill me with a knife like my father was killed, you get a golden ticket, which is going to be very difficult. But here's the thing: the guy who already beat me, now he's just showing up in my games with a knife. He's like, I'm coming for you, and he's chasing me around the map with a knife. He's never going to kill me with a knife, but he has nothing to lose now because he already won the ticket.
That's awesome.
Yeah. That sounds like some warrior shit. Yeah,
it's really fun.
If you can give me my father's death.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's really, really fun. So,
Puerto Rican samurai.
That's that. Oh, boy.
Samurai.
What's going on with Amsterdam right now? I've been to Amsterdam, Shannon.
I know. That's why I thought you would like this story. Or you're going to be mad about this story.
Maybe I'll be mad at this. So why do I not have a coffee in my gullet?
I asked Jorge for it. I'll go check on it. Or do you want to hear the story first?
You know, I just...
Wait, what's the gullet?
Jorge! It's being made.
Wait, okay. Is it a gullet is a cup?
No, my gullet's my mouth. Or my... Gotcha.
I think it's like the whole thing.
I thought it was
the
stomach.
Yeah, I thought it was more of esophagus.
Is it like this?
Yeah. I thought it's like the track down.
Yeah, it's that part you grabbed at the prom.
What's a gullet? Let's see. The passage in which food passes from the mouth to the stomach, the esophagus. Oh.
Yeah, I'm right.
I thought a gullet was your mouth. I got to be honest with you.
Okay.
Like, I thought it was that guy right in his gullet. Yeah. I didn't know that.
No, actually, if you punched him in the gullet, that would be probably better.
Yeah, maybe.
Collapses esophagus.
Maybe. Possibly. I don't know. But yeah, I want some coffee in the gullet. Why not? Right? So, Shannon, what is this story? Tell me.
Okay, so Amsterdam is complaining about nuisance tourism and saying that mostly it's British guys that are coming there just to like do drugs and bang hookers on their bachelor parties.
Yeah.
And so they're trying to stop that type of tourism and focus people more on like the cultural nature of visiting there.
Look, it's a beautiful place. I don't remember any of it, dude, because I was knee deep in pussy and drugs.
So, what do they want to do? They want like clock carving classes?
Well, they have. Don't pay attention to all this drugs and pussy. Look at the buildings.
They have Anne Frank's house.
The ornate facade.
They have the Van Gogh Museum. There's like a lot of crazy architecture. It's really quite a beautiful city.
Yeah.
But, you know,
it sounds like a great city for drugs and pussy.
That's what it is. That's what it's for.
I feel like I would enjoy that stuff more. Being on drugs, like being on mushrooms, is a perfect way to go to the Van Gogh Museum. It's a perfect way to go to Anne Frank's place.
It's a perfect way to have
walked by Anne Frank's house 50 times. I didn't think about going into that shit. I wanted to. I was like, dude, because I was in the play, The Diary of Anne Frank, when I was in high school.
Who'd you play? The guy searching for her?
I played Hitler. no, it was, I played Mr. Kraler, who was a non-Jew that was hiding the Franks in that place.
It's Amsterdam. Like, doing anything but drugs and hookers, that's like going to the salad bar at the fucking Brazilian steakhouse.
Oh, my God, dude.
Yeah, like you're wasting a plate.
I mean, look, you know, you'll go to the salad bar, but you're just nibbling. Nibbling.
It's just to say you did.
Just nibbling on architecture.
So what is the plan, Shannon? They want to close the windows of these hookers in the red light district?
So as of right now, you know that the curtains are only closed while they have a client, and all the other times they're open so you can see the chicks. But now they want their curtains to be closed all the time. And the way that clients...
They're not going to go knock on a door and be like, oh, sorry, you're ugly. Next one.
Wait, which curtains?
Like,
hey, hell yeah, dude. Fuck yeah. You know what? So Shannon, can you pull up some like video? Is there any video of the red light district? I'm sure there is, right? Just tourists, like, you know, because these gals, they're sitting in a window and you walk up and you go, yeah, I want to fuck that one. It's
right.
It's pretty crazy.
Well, that's also going to take money out of their pockets, right?
But it might not, because now people have to go inside.
Oh, so
they're
going to
get more foot traffic.
No, so what they're saying is that people will have to like scan a QR code to book it. And the chicks are like, this is stupid. Like, we don't need email and stuff like that to be involved with this. Also, they're saying that like as it is now, like they can turn somebody down that is drunk or who's being shitty to them. And now this takes away their ability to do that.
Well, I'm paying to be shitty to you, hooker. Just so you know. Shannon, can we see video of the red light district?
I'm looking for it to actually show the windows. I just see someone walking around, but they're not.
Did you get a hooker when you went?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
I've never been.
To a hooker? I was 22.
I've never been to a hooker. I've also never been to Amsterdam, which seems like it would be a lovely place. Are you blinking?
That eye thing happened after that Amsterdam hooker, huh?
Dude, what is happening with your eye?
I got syphilis from that hooker. And...
It only triggers when he talks about her.
You can see a little bit here.
Yeah, Shannon, let's see.
All right, hold on.
We went to a live sex show, which was kind of weird.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah.
Do they have hilarious accents there or no?
Would
you like to see my pussy?
we were like, you know, obnoxious Americans. It was me, my buddy Gene, and my buddy Dan Doherty. And then this kid, Jake, this Jewish kid, Jake, and he brought his girlfriend. And we were like, why would you bring your fucking girlfriend?
Yeah.
But.
It's just, that street is just strictly dudes, I assume, right?
Kind of. I mean, not really. I don't really remember it that well. I just remember like doing it to like do it. And it wasn't expensive. It was 60 euro.
Just to walk?
No. Suck and fuck.
Oh, nice.
Dude, taking your girlfriend.
60 euro, suck and fuck.
Taking your girlfriend to Amsterdam with your boys. He definitely wanted to propose anal.
Yeah.
Like, that's how you get down on one end. Like, come on. Are you serious? Yeah. Not here?
Well, was it a group thing? Like, was she going to be involved in the group sex? Or she was there as, like, a lifeguard?
No. It wasn't. No, it was his chick. Let me say this. We didn't hear him bring the girl to the red light.
No, I know, but were they going to get a prostitute together?
No, we just went to Amsterdam. They were potheads. They were trying to fucking smoke weed.
They were going to do drugs together.
That's yeah, they were just stupid. Doing...
My wild assumption is she found out him and the boys were going. And she's like, you're not going to invite me? He's like, of course you're invited.
No, we didn't like this kid. He always had weed. And then he had a credit card to, like, put the flights on. Like, we just, like, this kid was only, this kid Jake sucked, dude. We used to call him, he was named The Worst. That's what we would just, that was his nickname. Because he was literally in dead last place out of every human we knew. We fucking
dead
hated this guy.
Last place.
Did
last
he organize place. The trip? Was this his trip that you guys went on?
No, it was, but like I said, we were just scumbags. Like, nobody had credit cards or anything like that. So it's like, we didn't even pay him all the money. Like, we ripped him off. We also took his credit card. It was down in our hotel. And we ordered food to the room on the last night because we were all out of cash.
Nice.
Fuck that kid. I hated that kid. Can I please have a cup of coffee in my gullet?
Down my gullet.
Yeah. In it.
If it's in your gullet, you're dying. You're drowning. coffee.
I'm sick of it. I've been trying to get coffee for ages. Fuck me, man. So what are they going to close the windows? What else, Shannon? Are they going to try to get rid of the pot shops too?
Yes.
Now that it's legal everywhere, it's almost like Amsterdam. I got to be honest with you. Once you're an adult and you realize that you can get hookers and weed anywhere, you don't really need to go to Amsterdam.
Right.
Yeah, they want to close the cannabis cafes. They also want to close like clubbing at 2 a.m. They want to cut down on when they can sell cannabis in the day. So, yeah, they're taking away all the
time. Dude, when I first went to Amsterdam, you got to understand something, okay? I was 22 years old. My mom died when I was in Amsterdam, okay? Wouldn't change anything about
this trip.
That's
when you really hate Jake.
No, dude. Look, my mom, I made my peace with it. It's fine. But I went to Amsterdam.
You're just balls deep in a hooker while your mother
dies. While another one dies. The Lord giveth and he taketh away.
Every time you fuck a hooker, another one dies.
Yeah. That might actually be true. So, no, I got off we were staying in Utrecht, which was like a suburb of Amsterdam, which this is before I knew how to travel. Like, I was like, oh, cool, we can get a really cheap hotel in Utrecht, which is only a 48-minute train ride away from Amsterdam.
Oh,
so
God.
Daily we had to take a train into Amsterdam from the suburbs.
Wait, there's nothing more fun on vacation than a commute.
Dude, it was short enough. It was just like an annoying commute. But then the trains would shut down at like midnight. So it's like, it really was just a whole thorn in our side. We could have just spent a little bit more money and stayed in Amsterdam. We could have gone to like a hostel as well. We didn't have to stay at a hotel. But we got off the train. You gotta understand at the time, like, weed was illegal. Cannon, you've been a pothead for a long time, and you're almost my age. How old are you now?
37.
Yeah. You get it. Yeah. You know of a time. Sydney, are you a big pothead? You are now, right? Mm-hmm. Were you always a pothead?
I started like 20 years ago, yeah.
Okay, yeah. So you guys know, you remember when it felt very illegal.
Yeah.
Right? Like, kids today, like an 18-year-old kid, or I guess 21 is the age now, right?
Mm-hmm.
But like in a few years, it's going to be lost on like this younger generation.
I feel like it's already.
All right, so Natalie, you're 22?
25,
whatever. All right. She was putting that coffee in her gullet.
Dude, the comfort of kids smoking weed on the street in New York makes me think that.
Like, do you think of weed as, like, at all as, like, naughty or illegal? Because I feel like 25 is probably still old enough because it's only been legal for very recently.
Yeah, so, it's a more recent... I would say, yeah, not really anymore, but that's within the past, like, I would say 5 years.
Yeah, I don't think... I think younger... Like, my son's generation, when my son is 21 years old, it won't even be a thought. Like, it won't be like... But for me, it's like... It felt like a fucking crime for a long time. It still, to this day, feels like a crime.
Dude, I had never felt that way to me because I have shitty parenting. Yeah. Like, my mom used to make fun of me for not doing things.
Mm.
Like, she would come home smelling like weed with her friends, and they would say in front of me, I bet he don't even know what we smell like.
Yeah.
Like, they would think they made fun of me.
Cocoa butter.
Yeah. Yeah, he don't know what that smell is. Don't worry, he don't know what that smell is. It's just like... Yeah, I was made fun of constantly for being straight.
Unworn work boots.
I mean, they're worn. They're just not worth it. They're definitely worn. But we went
to the club.
We went to Amsterdam when I first got off the train because we fly, and then I guess we went to Utrecht. I don't know if we flew in Amsterdam, had to leave Amsterdam, go to Utrecht. I have no idea. We got to our hotel, took the train in, and I remember just getting off the train and the smell of weed in the air. And whatever, it was the smell of freedom.
Lewis was floating like a cartoon cat.
Yes. Dude, it literally, dude, I was like, and I made the decision. I said, the first place that I can buy legal weed at. I never bought legal weed. It's people don't get it, man.
Yeah.
This is, I'd been arrested like 10 times for smoking weed. Like, just like, you know.
It's still not officially here in this city. Like, it's here in the pirate level of things. Like, everything is legal, but you have no idea where this shit is coming from, who's serving what. Like, there's vans parked on the side that
they're
have a
saying
menu
now,
on them.
Like, now, I read something the other day that they were saying, like, bootleg weed or, like, black market weed, like, 90% of it has, like, salmonella or something, like,
yeah,
weird,
course,
like, crazy.
Yeah.
But I think that's just them putting
scare
out.
Them
yeah, because they're about to fucking open up a bunch of legal weed shops all over the place.
Did you see the first one is opening?
No, there is a legal one open in New York already. They're here.
No, I think the first one is opening across the street from the Apollo.
Yeah.
There's something Grandma Zaz, too, or whatever. I got that in either Chicago or Boston, but that was a dispensary, and that's how I knew it's starting to happen in New York. But they fumbled the fucking bag. I can't believe the city that is like the epicenter of commerce in this country did not have an infrastructure in line for when they legalized weed. It's like, you guys didn't even, you know, collude with Philip Morris to take over this fucking
I think they were trying to really fuck people on the license.
Yeah.
Weed because with salmonella on it sounds awesome.
Somebody was trying to, I knew a guy that was trying to open one. He had a bar and he looked into like the license and they were looking for like $250,000 dollars.
Yeah, yeah. My buddy said the
to
same
have
one
a legal
in Jersey.
Dispensary.
Yeah. Yeah, well, so, and that's how they're getting you now. So it's not that weed is illegal. Obviously, it's legal. But now they're going to be going for the big motherfuckers where they're looking to take hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Yeah, of
in
course.
Fines
it's you know, and that's, you know, that's it's obviously going to happen. That's what they started cracking down on, like the weed trucks around the city. I go to dispensaries in Jersey. There's recreational ones in Jersey all over the place. Mm-hmm. So I go to Rise in Patterson.
Yeah, there's one right before the bridge at
But there's no legal ones in New York?
I don't believe not completely legal.
Shannon, what's going on here?
Yeah. Wait, what does that mean? Because I get weed at a dispensary here.
I don't think it's official. They're the first one officially is supposed to be opening on the 29th, and it's going to be in Harlem.
Yeah, across the street from the Apollo on 125th.
125th, yeah.
So the dispensaries in New York City right now are not legal?
Those are head shops. Weed recreation, like, They're supposed to sell like T-shirts and bongs.
Yeah, and then they give you like if you buy a baggie, they'll give you free weed with the $50 baggie.
Yeah, right? Yeah,
that's like
the
loopholes
exactly.
They have. But yeah, when I went to Amsterdam, I was like the first place I see. I was like, I'm gonna buy legal weed, and sure enough, we saw this little Rastafarian head shop. It was just like, you know, painted green, weed leaves all over the walls. There was a little fucking cat out front. We're like, oh dude, it's a cat. Let's fucking go. We went in, just bought a bunch of fucking weed. It was like we were like little kids. It was so wild, and just I was like, this is crazy. And then I remember when I came back from Amsterdam, the first day that I got back, I was smoking weed in a stairwell on 30th Street, like just some fucking random like rooftop like stairwell. We would like, and I was talking, it was me and Dave Smith, and I was like, dude, this is crazy. Like, we're criminals right now. I was like, this is just a wild thing that we're doing. And this, I mean, this is 20 fucking years ago at this point, or 18 years ago at this point. And it's taken that long to get here, which is crazy. I was just in Toronto. Mushrooms are legal in Toronto.
Yeah. Same as in Cali, right? I'm both pro and against that. I don't know where that's at. Because I've had a bunch of friends that have been like psychologically vulnerable that have taken a ton of fucking mushrooms and it's tripped themselves into some real mental issues.
Really?
So I'm like all about mushrooms. Love it for myself. I think they've absolutely changed my life. And then I've seen other people get permanently destroyed.
Yeah, but they, like you said, they were psychologically vulnerable or shorthand bitch asses.
I'm just saying, we all know
they're a bunch of brain bitches.
Like, we all know the kid that tripped a little too much growing up, then they're just kind of a shell of the person we knew.
And we all know the kid that shouldn't have tripped at all.
Right.
I feel like mushrooms, as they're becoming legal, maybe this is my own perspective, a part of the bad trip experience is the fact that you are doing something. The legality is not necessarily the issue, but the almost like the you're starting off in a negative thing. If you're taking mushrooms and you're like fucking worried about the cops, you feel like you're doing something wrong, that's a negative state. You know what I'm saying? And I always feel like every time I've done mushrooms, I always get into like a negative thing at one point. Whether it's about me lying or not. And I feel like the legality of them sort of softens it a little bit. There's also like, I think a lot of people back in the day,
the seed for the ego death isn't planted, is what you're saying.
Right. It's just a little more of a positive thing. Also, I think people know now that they don't need to take 5 grams of mushrooms in order to trip. So that's what I would go. I would take an eighth and a half.
Yeah.
And I would go deep. Somebody gave me a 1 gram mushroom bar when I was in Toronto. I just left it in my hotel because I didn't want to fly with it and I didn't want to take it. But like that, I think people are taking smaller amounts now. They're you know,
it's becoming a social thing.
Yeah,
weirdly.
Yeah, I could never in a million years take mushrooms publicly. If I was taking mushrooms,
who the fuck wants to be at a party?
It's crazy.
On mushrooms.
If I'm taking mushrooms,
I love mushrooms.
I mean, I'm right there with you, but I'm talking about like a house party where people are socializing and people are drinking, not like Skankfest. Skankfest is everybody's on different levels and having.
When I'm taking
the same
hallucinogens,
time.
I need to be. You hear about setting, you know, and mindset, right? Like I need to be in a very comfortable, warm setting where if I start feeling self-conscious or bad, I can put a blanket around me. I can put on some relaxing music and be away from people, right? Maybe just be with the people that I'm with. I have to love and trust the people that I'm tripping with. I can't go, hey, I just met these people. Let's take mushrooms together.
Yeah, no.
That's crazy.
That'll turn out
like quick. What are they thinking right now? Or like I get so self-conscious and in my fucking own head about this.
I don't give. I want every single type of experience I can have on mushrooms. I've never had a bad trip.
Gay sex.
I'm looking for the situation that gets me. I'm looking. I want to taste defeat. I want that bad trip.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Dude, it's not going to rattle me. I am as far away from a brain bitch as you can get.
Wow.
Dude, I am rock solid.
I'm a brain bitch, dude. I'm a little brain bitch.
I need a blanket and The Simpsons.
Dude, I want it. I'm looking
Ace
for
Ventura
it.
Ace Ventura 2 for me.
It's gotta be.
Dude, I want people fighting in the streets. Dude, I want everything.
Well, I mean, that was what it was like. I think, did you take acid for the first time in Skankfest?
I did.
Yeah, me too. That was my second time, both Skankfest, but this was my first, like, real full.
How much acid did you take?
It took, like, I think, we took one, but it was more powerful than the one in Houston. It was just, like, it was just awesome. But walking back through old Vegas, that is what that is. It looked like a fucking mutant war zone.
I've never felt more.
Guess what? It looked like that. Not on acid. It looked like that on beer too.
List is next to me flinching, and I'm like, dude, I'm tripping. Dude,
if you walked the Fremont Street, and I can't wait till Skankfest happens again.
It's the best.
Dude, Fremont Street on acid. I couldn't even imagine the sensory overload that it'd be. If you haven't been down Fremont Street, it's an entire strip. That like,
do you know what it looks like? It looks like the toys at the end of Toy Story when they turn on Sid and they're like coming out of the sandbox.
Have you ever seen the movie Freaked with the guy from Bill and Ted? That's not Keanu Reeves. That's what it looks like.
Oh, I like Alex Winter.
But it's like a mix. It's a mix of like freaks of nature, the like street performers, drug addicts, a lot of tourists, a lot of people just drinking, a lot of like just fucking like. It's also like it's not attractive Vegas. Mm. So the people that are hanging out on Fremont Street are like. Yeah. Just not good-looking, hot people.
No. That's what got
it's
me on
It's just like
acid.
Tourists that are like, yeah, you know what? I want to save money. I'm staying at the D.
Yeah.
I'm downtown. It's just, which I like, I'm not into hanging out with like over-the-top, like dressed to the fucking nines, like clubbing type people either. But on acid, with the lights, with the music, with the chaos, with the people flying overhead on zip lines, I would break down and start crying. Dude, I would lie on the floor and start.
I was walking down Fremont on acid, because that was my first time ever doing acid. And I didn't know what the experience was going to be.
Mm-hmm.
But I tell you what, I didn't expect for it to do. Make me the most confident person to ever exist.
Really?
The whole time I was walking down Fremont, I was like, I am the most handsome person ever. Like all the visuals that I'm seeing from the acid, in my mind, people were seeing that when they were looking at me. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I hear
like,
you.
I was like this beacon of handsome light just walking down the street like,
while
you're
you
welcome.
Were seeing that, I was seeing Bebop and Rocksteady in fucking Pittsburgh Steeler jerseys and a Miami. And
that was Jay.
Miami and Pittsburgh, I think, played that day. And I watched some guy like flip off another guy as they turned. And then the other guy just turned and pegged him with a beer bottle.
Oh, no.
And I was just like, just continued to run down the street.
Wow.
It's terrifying.
Yeah, that's not. It's not the place.
There's no safety. Like, there's no bumpers.
The last
I disagree with them.
Like,
everywhere is the place.
The last enjoyable mushroom trip that I had was with Dave Smith and Gary Veeder. When Gary Veeder used to like walk
dogs. Is
that
when he chose you to be his best man?
Basically, yeah. but Gary Veeder used to walk dogs, and he was like, oh, I'm staying like in this place this weekend. That's like a really nice place in Chelsea. I was like, we could just trip acid or trip mushrooms there, and that'll be that. And we fucking, yeah, dude, we took these mushrooms, took like an eighth each, and we started like, you know, tripping. We were like in the house. We're like, all right, let's go outside for a walk. We gotta go outside. And dude, there's something about mushrooms or acid for me. Maybe it's not for anyone else. Just like you have this idea. You're like, we're going to go for a walk. And then by the time you get to the elevator, there's so many things have distracted you from that idea that you're just like sitting there. It's like, dude, I don't know what I want to do, dude. It's like, I kind of want to just look at this wall right now, dude. Like,
so much tooth is a crazy pattern.
Dude, we were just fucking trying to get outside. It took us so long to just get from the couch to the elevator to downstairs to go outside. And then we finally got outside.
It's all side quests.
And I remember this, dude. We were like, oh, this is fucking crazy. And we saw Lance Weiss. You remember Lance Weiss?
Yeah, yeah.
Right? I haven't seen Lance
Skagfest
in forever.
Skagfest basketball tournament champion with me and Feeney.
Oh, really? Well, yeah, that's hilarious. Mm. So Lance, who I haven't seen in a long time, by the way, but what I feel almost bad about this because Gary was like, oh, Lance, you should hang out with us. And me and Dave were just like, we are not hanging out with Lance Weiss right now. Whatever it was, the idea that Lance Weiss was going to be in our group while we're tripping on mushrooms, I got super self-conscious, and I was like, no fucking way, dude. And we were, like, really rude to him. We're like, no, we got to go, dude. You can't be here right now. And we went back inside, dude. We're like, no, this is crazy. We're going to run into more Lance Weisses out there. And then we went upstairs, and we just fucking stared at the sky from the balcony. And it was like, everybody was like, it was right as the sun went down, dude. And the sky was purple, and there was flames coming through the clouds, and you're just like, it looked like the apocalypse, and it was beautiful and terrifying at the same time. Like, there's lightning happening, but there's no lightning, dude. It was wild, dude. For me, I'm crying, I'm talking to God, I'm looking at the skies. Mm-hmm. It's not like, dude, let me just go walk and be social with fucking random people.
Right.
I have to truly be like disconnected from the world. I'm going to embarrass myself.
Acid you made the right decision on that Lance Weiss situation. That put you right up into a beautiful skyline.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Dude, that was like Lance Weiss propelled you to the best mushroom
Lance
trip you ever experienced.
Dude, in Vegas, I don't know if you remember this, Zach, but we were all, you know, me, Feeney, and everybody are running around, and we walk back into the green room, and first person we see is Zach, like, mopping, just gushing blood off his forehead. He's got all this face paint on, everything. He looked like a mystic on a lily pad. Like, it was fucking nuts. And we're like, what's up, Zach? And he's like, how you guys doing? We were just like, we had to back shortly out of the room. Oh, it was great.
Dude, I did a jiu-jitsu tournament on mushrooms.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I thought like maybe if I get in a bad spot, I really wanted to win the tournament, that'll fuck me up a little bit.
He wasn't in a jiu-jitsu tournament. He was in his kid's elementary school.
I was in line at Insomnia Cookies.
Did you do well?
I won.
No shit.
Yeah, it was the High Rollers tournament in New York City too.
Wow.
Yeah.
The best golf I've ever played was on mushrooms, but it wasn't on like a full trip. But I did. I felt like I was.
Dude, I would
the
play.
Club.
I would play Rocket League on cocaine.
Yeah. I'm an undefeated grappler, by the way.
There's a few Twitch videos of me like late night, 5 a.m, just like on blow, playing Rocket League keyed in, dude. Like I'm talking about just fucking flying around. Yeah.
Did you ever do that? We did this in college where we were just fucking assholes. But I, you know, Adderall was huge. And we would come home at like 3-4 a.m. after bars. And for no reason whatsoever, it'd be Saturday, but I'd put the speakers facing out my windows. And then we'd play Guitar Hero, like on fucking a million volume. And just blast all that music right out into the courtyard.
For no reason. Just to be dicks.
Just gacked. Just love not it. Blinking, playing Guitar Hero for 4 hours.
All right, let's take a quick moment and thank YoKratom.com for supporting today's show. YoKratom.com is home of the $60 kilo. So if you guys are into Kratom and you guys are in the market for it, you're already buying it and you're over 21, you got to get it from YoKratom.com.
Absolutely. YoKratom.com has all your favorite Kratom strains, amazing customer service, and you won't find better prices anywhere. Stop going to bodegas, smoke shops, or gas stations and just getting a little bit of Kratom at a time when you can get an entire kilo shipped to your door for just 60 smackers.
YoKratom.com. Go there, support them. They support everything we do. All right, where were we? All right, look, let's talk about this. All right, woman gets surgery to shorten her toes. That's crazy.
I want to see the original. Okay,
I'm going to show you what she looks like first.
She's got to be black. or lives near a black community.
Oh, she's toy. Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah. She got called long ass toe bitch way too many times. Which are long ass toes.
Trolls call me gremlin feet. But they're so pretty.
Okay, so this is the.
Oh, no.
Whoa, she has some long ass toes.
Yeah. Right. Those are Smeagol feet.
Yeah, they're also, they're not pretty now. Me and.
Yeah, they're worse.
Yeah.
Me and my fixed toes.
Oh, those are fixed?
Yeah, the little, these bottom ones.
They still look fucking awful.
Funky feet.
They look like separated Tootsie Rolls.
She doesn't want those.
Holy shit, dude. Yeah. I never noticed a girl's feet until like now. Like in my older age.
She should have started over at the ankle.
That's fucking wild.
I don't trust people whose second toe is bigger than the first toe.
The long one?
Yeah,
one.
Whatever it would be, your thumb toe. Your big toe. If the toe next to it is longer, I don't trust it.
Now, is that a middle
toe?
It's got to
go down. Yeah. Nice.
Yeah, I don't know what mine is now.
It should be on a slant.
Wasn't there a rule, like, if you had something longer than the other, you're gay?
What?
On your fingers? Like, if you had one finger that's longer? Like
whatever you have.
None of my, all of mine, all of mine are the same. I don't know what you're talking about.
And I remember in high school, it was like, if you look at your nails the way, I say, all right, look at your fingernails. Yeah.
Ooh.
Look at your fingernails.
Yeah, but that's because we're trained to go.
Gay.
So.
Yeah.
Gay. Yeah.
So if you do this, you're gay. If you do this, you're a fucking manly ass fucking dude.
Look at this, dude. Yeah, I'm fucking alpha.
Yeah. I was just giving you the other one, by the way.
I hear you.
Yeah.
Shockers.
I don't look at my nails ever.
This might be what you're thinking of, Cannon.
Mm-hmm.
That if your ring, the length of your ring finger determines how much you were exposed to male hormones in the womb.
Oh.
Wait, so what does that mean? The longer the ring finger?
Your mom kept fucking?
So my ring finger is longer than my pointer finger.
So I think that means you're a super dude.
I'm a super dude.
Yes.
If you're,
which one's
your
the ring,
ring finger?
Finger
is longer than your pointer finger.
Yeah, mine is too.
When your wedding ring is on.
Which one's the ring? I don't wear rings. That's jewelry's gay.
This one.
Jewelry is gay as fuck.
Wait, the ring is this one?
Yeah.
If it's longer than this one?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. But everybody knew I was the alpha, right?
Yeah. Super dude.
No question.
Super dude.
No question. Look at the box.
So any more pictures of this woman's feet or any video of the surgery? That's awful. That's rancid.
There's not. But if do you want to guess how much the surgery cost?
How much? So have your toes shortened?
Turned
into sweet potatoes? What do? They cut them off and then reattach them shorter?
They also straighten them because they were, if you want to look again, like they were pretty crooked.
They were gnarled.
She needs liposuction in those toes. They're chunky.
Oh, dude. The right foot, those two, that's fucking nuts.
I think they just took the bone out and pushed it down.
I don't think it's, here's the thing. Ugly feet on a woman, they're only, it's just not that big a deal. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've never
seen... Those feet are a non-starter for me.
Really?
Yeah, non-starter.
Are you serious?
I don't think I could get over it. I have weird shit like that, though. I broke up with a girl in high school because her hands were rough. Like, I have weird...
Oh, man, I would love
weird
that.
Weird shit. You like that?
Yeah, jerk me off with that. Let me see.
Feels like a construction worker jerking you
exfoliate
off.
Exfoliate my dick. Crazy.
I
this is skincare, man. You don't care about skincare.
I dated a girl that had really sweaty palms once. That was a big turnoff. Like, I couldn't get over how sweaty her palms were.
We'd never work.
They would fucking, it's like her hands were melting. It was fucking wild. I hated it.
But it's the opposite of a rough
just,
hand job.
I've never noticed if a girl has, like, nice feet or not until it's like.
I wouldn't notice if they're nice. But I'd notice if they were fucked up.
That fucked up.
Yeah.
Yeah, my wife has long ass toes. She has like monkey feet.
Really?
Her feet are built for jiu-jitsu. It's insane.
Wow.
Yeah.
But can we see, let's see the world's ugliest feet on women, Shannon. I bet you there's a list of some ugly ass feet.
Like, you ever see pictures of people that walk around in the jungle bare feet nonstop? Like, that's how my wife's feet look.
Yeah. I mean, you ever see homeless winter feet on like the A-train? Like, bare, those are... Brontosaurus calloused, and they're fucking bigger.
Know, me
they're
and me
so
and James
tough.
The other day while we were going to see the tree, there was some fucking homeless guy. This dickhead is just lying in the street with his big old calloused feet.
Just existing.
Like, buddy, come on, dude. We don't need to see that. We're trying to enjoy a Christmas afternoon.
Put yourself away.
Put your fucking feet away. You're fucking making everyone feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
You know what you're doing, dude? I'm not paying you for ruining my Christmas.
I agree.
Stand by that. Let's see the world's ugliest feet, Shannon.
Here's one.
Oh. Oh, fuck, dude. Oh, my God.
It looks like she's trying to make a wish.
It's like hard to count her toes. It's like an optical illusion. Somehow.
It looks like she's trying to do the Addams Family song with her feet.
Oh,
Oh my Christ, those feet are creepy and kooky.
It looks like the sex toy that makes the hand into the wedge. Yeah. It looks like that for the foot.
It's perfectly shaped like a pair of heels. It's like a woman's pair of heels.
Dude, it looks like her feet are trying to like do some sort of like embryonic cell thing where they go together and become one foot.
It's like an upside down Superman.
What is this? Fuck me, dude. What? I mean, that, yes, this would be a non-starter, no matter how hot the chick is attached to those feet.
Yeah, every time her feet touch, she summons a demon.
At least she painted her toes. She's trying.
Well, that's nice.
What do you do? Do you literally cut that knob off right there?
Yeah, toes for being like overly fashionable?
That's a bunion, right?
Yeah, yes. I've seen it on that My Feet Are Killing Me, that TV show.
There's
a
show called My Feet Are Killing Me?
Yeah, Dalton actually submitted to be on the show.
Oh, remember Dalton's feet? Oh my fucking God.
But yeah, so they have to actually like break that bone. Like they shave that off, they break that bone and to straighten the
And how long
toe.
Is she out of commission for?
Hopefully forever.
I don't remember. It's not that. I feel like it's not. It's a few months.
That's what I imagine the Demogorgon's feet to look like in Stranger Things.
That sucks.
Let's see. Can we
That's
see another one?
Pair.
Okay. Ooh.
That's Dalton's feet.
Dude, those like green fucking toenails That's are funky. Some of the grossest shit.
So the thing is there's multiple things wrong here. Like, it's not that there's one thing wrong with this person's feet. It's the nails, it's the misshapenness, it's whatever's on the left foot.
This is like crazy. I mean, the right foot looks like a dream compared to the left foot.
I don't even understand, like, what were they trying to fit their foot in that made them get this way?
No. That's not a foot fit thing. This is a foot thing. This is genetic shit.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Damn. You get cross fucking toe genetics?
All right, let's see. What else?
That's the only ones I picked out.
Those are the only ones you picked out.
Yeah, a lot of diabetic feet. Yuck.
Parasol.
Oh my God.
Oh no. Oh my God, dude.
That will actually make me throw up.
That's what I imagine Harrington's feet to look like.
Look like corn chips.
That's fucked. Oh, that's ranted. How much to suck on that toe? How much to suck on those toes, Shannon,
dude,
right now?
It's got herpes.
Why are there open wounds on the toes?
It's insane.
This is a runner's foot. Maybe this is what Ralph's feet look like.
Runner's feet?
Yeah. Dude, I think Kreischer, while he was running long distance or that ultra thing, his toes started like popping off nails left and right. Like, it just happens.
Fuck that noise,
I lost
dude.
A nail on my big toe. Ugh. When I dropped the speaker on it and I broke my toe, the whole nail fell off in one shot.
Yeah,
I lost a big nail on my left toe as well. Yeah, I've done it on my fingers. You fucking hurt.
I did that at my friend Timmy's house. I like was pulling, you know, it was late at night. I was trying to get a drink of water or something. I pulled a drawer out and it fell on my foot. And his mom came out and was pissed because we had been making noise earlier in the night and hit me with a wooden spoon.
No. She thought you were Timmy?
No, she knew who I was. But our parents would, I don't know if your parents did this, they gave like other like best friend parents the green light to fucking hit us if we wanted
to. No. My mom never really gave anyone the green light. I never really got hit
by
other people.
You're a suburban, right? Yeah, no. That's not a city thing. You can't give people.
I grew up in the south. We grew up in the same area, actually.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah. I never.
The community kind of had.
It might be
an
Irish thing, to be honest, because he was Irish. I was Irish. My parents hit the shit out of me, but you know, his I think left and right. She probably thought she did it a little jokingly or whatever, but she rapped me with the fucking wood right on my knuckles, and I remember that to this day. Yeah. I was like 11.
Fuck that. Yeah. No, nobody really ever hit me. That like my mom would have been like cool with it. There was a couple times where I fucking got, you know, got either smacked or like hit by like an adult, but it wasn't like, you know, a fucking everyone's like, oh, that's great. You know, takes a community.
I live in a community like that. It was like a project housing community in a suburb, and it was like partitioned off from the rest of the community.
Wow.
So like within the community, it was just fucking tribal. It was just like a tribal experience. Mm-hmm. So people would drag kids home. If they see kids doing bad shit, they would drag them home. And that's one of the reasons I was like a good kid, because when kids would be getting dragged home by other people's parents, they'd be taking liberties.
Yeah.
Like they'd be dragging other kids home a way they wouldn't be dragging their own kids. You know what I mean?
No, it Liberty was the little girl that was missing. I'd be taking Liberty back home.
Yeah, Liberty, come on, act out.
Liberty Aloysius Jefferson, get in your damn house.
Liberty, you better stop being so goddamn foolish.
Can we see this video right now? A teen is impaled by a javelin in a freak high school accident.
Oh, fuck.
Yes. Let's see this. And so, again, this isn't the actual accident happening, just letting you know in advance.
Distressing content. Oh, this is a third world accident?
It's in India.
Where's the, where, I mean, this is kind
of
like
this person in the back of the ambulance.
Oh!
Oh my God. Oh! Neck?
Well, thank God they couldn't afford real javelins.
Oh my Christ.
It's like a bamboo stick.
Dude, get the fuck out of here.
How's he alive?
We'd rather some guy in a track outfit going, I said heads up. Yeah.
He's like, fuck, 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 it's in my gullet.
Right
fuck.
In his gullet.
Right in
you got me right in the gullet.
I mean, that kid is the most badass kid of all time, though. For just
he
like,
is, he might be I think shock. The javelin thrower is the most badass kid of all time.
That's
crazy.
Shit,
did it actually impale his neck and come out the other side?
Yes.
Yeah, it was out the other
go,
side.
Go rewind
it
that.
It looked like it went right behind his Adam's apple, but in front of his whatever that is. The
See?
Yeah, he's holding it on the other side.
The gullet.
I gotta see it.
There you go.
That's wild.
Dude.
If I literally, I'd be like, there's no way. I'm taking it out. I'm not leaving this in here.
I'm batting.
I'm freaking the fuck out. Get a clock.
Get a clock.
He's so calm, dude.
He's definitely in shock.
His
local eighth grader, Kebab.
They did actually make that joke in the article. Really insensitive. So he went, they brought him to the hospital. He had surgery and he is just totally fine.
Whoa.
So I guess it just hit in the right spot. But yeah, he's
that
totally
kid's going to get his dick sucked for life with that story.
He's 14.
So? Yeah.
There's a weird hole in his neck.
That scar? you don't tell your javelin throw story at the bar?
That's a fucking wild thing, dude.
Listen, if I'm the javelin, I'm thinking from the javelin thrower's perspective.
He's like, oh no, I killed the guy. Oh no, I killed the guy.
Yeah.
And then he's like, oh, thank God.
Not
Bob's
even.
Bob's okay.
I mean, dude, like listen, I one time when I was in high school, I was in a library and I took a book and I
Shit
threw it on a shelf and I think about it all the time.
What do you mean? So you took
like
a book?
I took a book and I threw it and it landed
and it went in between, books.
Between two books.
Wow.
Like if I accidentally did that javelin shit, it's a perfect thing. But the amount of times that javelins are thrown, they don't hit perfectly as well. So you're right. You're right about that.
Dude, that's hard to do.
It is 100% hard.
Get somebody right in the gullet.
I didn't. This kind of pales in comparison, but could have been
impales.
Very serious. Pales in comparison. But when I was young, I had like, you know, slingshots or whatever that I definitely was not allowed to play with. But my dad got me. He's a dumbass. And I'm outside and I'm playing with my buddy. And he's like 50 feet away. Who knows? In my head, it's, you know, now this memory, he's a million miles away. But I just put a rock in it and shot in his general direction. Yeah. And it fucking skipped up and hit him like right in the orbital, right below his fucking eyeball.
Wow.
And just cut him the fuck open.
Whoa.
And it's like, that's one of those potential life-changing events.
How much trouble did you get in?
I got physically assaulted by my parents for a full afternoon.
They just jumped through
the therapy. Beat the shit out of me. Yeah. While he, you know,
Your mom has a full Nelson. You guys just,
see. I will never forget the cold sweat panic that broke out in my body where
eye is gone.
Yeah, I just took out my friend's eye.
Yeah. There was a kid in I remember in the eighth grade, maybe the ninth grade, this kid he was like bullying this other kid, this like young like Spanish kid. And this young Spanish kid fucking put a key in his hand.
Fuck.
And boom, and hit him right in the eye. Took out his fucking eye.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it was fucking wild.
Dude, I got hit in the head with a rock by kids that I didn't know were bullying me. Dude, this was like, they were like, my
can't
mom
bully me.
My
I'm
mom
alpha.
Had to finally be like, dude, these kids are bullying you.
No shit.
Yeah. So they called me to like poke my head out my window from my second floor bedroom and hit me in the head with a rock. And that was the day my mom was like, these kids are fucking bullying you, dude.
Yeah.
Like we used to play dodgeball but with rocks.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know that they were like throwing rocks at me.
Right.
Like when they were like, yo, you wanna play dodgeball with rocks? I was like, dude, I'm gonna be good at this game.
Yeah.
Like they were actually just throwing rocks at me.
God
I had
damn.
No clue.
Yeah, we would like.
Were you in the loser club?
I didn't know. I thought I was in the coolest guy ever club. But
did you and your six friends kill a clown in the
Dude,
sewer?
I had no friends. I had no friends.
We would stand. I remember one time, this kid J.R. Robinson was our neighbors. It was like a really tall fence. I remember this fence being like, at the time, from my perspective, it was like the gate outside of like a castle in Game of Thrones. It was so, like, this fence was so tall. Now I'm thinking about it. It was a particularly large wooden fence, but we were just like little kids.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it just seemed like huge. So what we were doing was, it was like four kids on one side, four kids on the other side. We were just throwing rocks over the fence. So it would just like rain rocks on you. Like, that was the game. We were just sort of trying to dodge rocks that we were blindly throwing at each other. And this kid, J.R. Stewart, just fucking, one of them just hit him right in the fucking head, split his head open, bleeding everywhere. But it's like, what did we expect?
We had shit like, my sister, I got fucking whacked for this too, but she'd ride my BMX, my mongoose, back and forth. And we had this like deflated ball that we'd try to hit her with. And of course, the first attempt, one of the other kids in the neighborhood threw it. It gets lodged in the front tire. She does a full fucking front flip on the bike.
Everyone crushes her chin.
We're like, oh my God. She like crushes her chin on the handlebar, falls down, is lifeless. She runs inside. She's bleeding everywhere. Those kids leave me deserted. And all I hear is, Michael! And I run inside and I'm like, is she okay? Boom! I'm just kidding.
Two kids are bleeding.
I'm going to the hospital with them holding a stake on my eye and she's getting stitched up.
I remember one time my sister, she took crazy glue and put it on her hands and glued her hands to her bike. That was it.
As a form of protest?
Just as to be a fucking idiot. It's like, what do you think's going to happen? Where, how do you not think any further than I'm going to crazy glue my hands to the bike? And she had to literally peel her hands off and her skin was like peeling off her hands. It was crazy.
Yeah, I had a cousin that would like do weird stunt shit like that on purpose. He built a little go-kart. It wasn't even a go-kart. It was like a little flat. It was like a skateboard height. And he went down. We were at the top of the hill. Me and my cousin Cornell at the top of the hill. Trentis went down the hill, went under a car, and just disappeared. And then, me and my other cousin just left. We ran. We were like, holy fuck. We don't want to be involved in this at all. Yeah. And we got in trouble for abandoning him. But it was Dude, we did. Yeah. He could have been dead.
Yeah.
He could have been dead.
It's kind of crazy, like, the resilience that, like, we had as, like, kids. The amount of, like my son is so protected from, like, he's just never going to, I shouldn't say never.
But I think a lot of kids died. I think we're only resilient because we lived.
Were kids dying more in the 80s and 90s than they're dying now?
For sure.
Child death dropped? Have we figured it out? Has technology helped us?
But guns has gone up. Take that variable away, I guess.
But child deaths, right? So here's
but that's the leading cause.
There are definitely less traumatic emergency room visits for kids of a certain age, right? However, kids die now more of choking on hot dogs than ever.
No shit.
Yeah. Kids can't handle eating.
Don't threaten me with a good time.
Yeah.
Kids are just like, that's how we ate them.
They're getting Lewis's dick
stuck.
It's the
Gen Z method.
Tonight at 7, child death has a first name. And it's OSCA.
Yeah. Kids are out there just deep throating hot dogs, bun and all, and just fucking dying.
Number one cause of death of toddlers is grapes.
That I knew. You have to have them.
Yeah, dude. Fucking just swallowing grapes.
It's terrifying. It's terrifying when you let the training wheels off and you're like, all right, I guess, take a bite of the hot dog. Grape. We'll see.
That is kind of
I'll give my son to this day. He'll be eating peanuts. I was like, well, like, you literally have the anxiety. Yeah. Like, this could be it. This could be his last day on this earth because he needs to have peanuts.
Giving your fucking toddler whole grapes is the best way to find out whether or not he's going to be a CEO. You know what I mean? Like,
well, I remember one time I was in the supermarket and I saw that, and I had just read about how grapes are like the leading cause of death for like toddlers and babies.
Dude, that's not Spartan material.
There was
that kid needed to be.
There was this baby in a shopping cart, and like his black grandma was just like, she gave him an entire bag of grapes, and I was just watching this, like, he'd shove a grape in his mouth, and it was like
because he couldn't even close his mouth while I ran. I was like, I'm gonna watch this kid
He's
die.
Just like,
yeah. And I never said anything. I was like, I'm not gonna argue with this black grandma. She's gonna start freaking out on me about how I can't tell her how to raise her grandchild.
Not worth it. You gotta let the kid die, dude.
Yeah, dude. Honestly, I'm not dealing. I would rather this kid die than be yelled at by an old black lady.
But so. That's how black kids are raised. They're raised hard. Like
grape flavoring.
It wasn't even a grape. It was just purple fruit. Yo, let me get one of them purple fruits.
Yeah, there was no, any sense of like what I could or could not eat as a kid. I would put coins in my mouth all the time.
Really?
As a kid. All the time. Sucking on a quarter, sucking on a penny.
What?
Yeah.
That I was warned about pretty early.
No.
Just in terms of bacteria.
No, I never considered bacteria until just now. When you said that, I started going, there's bacteria on those coins.
Dude, when you
it's
grow
probably
up
why you're healthy.
When you grow up in like a poor like the hood, the fact that you're not sucking on quarters differentiates you from others.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like that's what the others become. It's like people that fucking eat paint chips and suck on coins. You don't want to be those people.
It's not, it was just kind of fun to have a piece of metal in your mouth and
balls. No homo.
I used to do that with paper clips where I'd pretend I had braces or a retainer. Mm. Did you ever do that? Like unfurl a paper clip and put it in your mouth?
No, but one time I took foil. I was like,
your parents have enough money for corrective.
It's like one day.
One day we'll have insurance.
One time I was like, I'm going to make myself like a silver grill out of foil.
Mm.
If foil touches your fillings.
Yeah. Doggy. It's over. It's over.
I went,
that hurt my face when you said that.
And I went,
Dude, you turned your mouth into a battery.
Yeah, you really do. Yeah. Oh, fuck, dude. Yeah,
really hurts. All right, so what is this one, Shannon? The new reality show, The Parent Test, has parents do challenges with their kids to see which parenting style is best. This is interesting. We're all parents here, except for Zach.
Mm-hmm.
So... Let's see the trailer for this.
Okay. Hold on 1 second.
How old your kid?
I have 10 and 7. My twins are 7.
Welcome to my digestive system.
Everyone's got
an
opinion. Mom and
dad come. Hold on, sorry.
Hey, Shannon, I'm listening to two different things.
1 second.
It's a crazy way to be. Two different things.
Crazy.
Parenting. Everyone's got an opinion.
Mom and dad come first.
I completely disagree.
But which way is the right way?
Press pause real quick.
What do you say?
Is that host one of the women from In Living Color?
I don't know. I'd have to see her again.
Wow. That's weird. All right. Inconsequential.
What do you say to people that say you're too hard on her?
I say, and what about it?
Fight me then, bitch.
My house looks like a nuclear power plant. Explosion.
I'll raise you too, pussy.
And your house looks like that.
Parent in today's world. 12 parents invited us into their homes to allow us to film how they parent, all in search of today's best parenting style.
We have peaceful parents, we have a traditional parents, Christian parents,
black
gay
parents,
pedophiles.
Would you consider black parents untraditional parents?
No.
If the dad's there.
They have cake for breakfast. We're not that crazy.
Oh no, I'm not about that.
We're helicopter parents.
We have a new age approach.
Kobe was a helicopter parent, technically.
I can't do it.
Aww.
You want me to do it?
Yeah.
Cracks his head open. Aww.
I wish desperately that I had a dad like that.
We're looking for the style you think is effective and the one that you want to see more.
Rock climbing challenge fits right into my pie.
This is a stupid show. I hate this show, Shannon.
Yeah, I kind of hate it too.
It could have been interesting.
It could have been interesting.
Yeah. And by the way, that was from In Living Color, Allie Wentworth.
Well, there you go.
Pretty good.
There you go. I don't know. What do you consider your parenting style?
I don't know, like peaceful. I guess I don't hit definitely. And I try to, I've always talked to my son. He's 3 and a half, but I've talked to him like this since he was born.
Yeah.
That's why he's a really good communicator. He's a really good talker. I try to reason with him as much as possible. I give him his day in court in terms of like allowing him to speak his mind and telling me his reasoning for certain things.
I give my son chocolate Reasons. It's his favorite candy. So I get him to do whatever I want.
You need a and what?
What's your parenting style? What do you say?
I'm pretty disciplinarian. Like I'm like I want them.
He loves hitting his kids.
No, I would never.
Just
I would
loves
never.
It. Just loves fucking showing your fucking alpha skills, choking them out, doing jiu-jitsu.
Are you more of the disciplinarian than your wife?
No, I think we share it equally. Yeah. We were just talking about it. We're kind of like bad cop, bad cop.
Because I'm more. She's more of a pushover.
Yeah. But no, it's just like I'm more explanatory. Like if I explain everything or like, this is my style of parenting.
You blacksplain.
This is my style of parenting. What I go is, see, told you. Mm. Like that's me.
Yeah.
I let them learn everything. Like I'm like always there because they trust me. Like I was like, dude, we were like hippies, skin to skin contact when they were born. They all slept in our bed until they were like, dude, this is fucking weird, and like went to their own beds.
That's not hippies. Skin to skin contact. They say everybody should have skin to skin.
Everybody
contact.
Should, but only the hippies do.
No, I think most parents.
Did you skin to skin?
Yeah,
I think now it's it's popular. Back in the day, it definitely.
Yeah, it's like a known thing, like to bond with the child skin to skin. Yeah,
but the sleeping in the bed for a long time.
My son still sleeps in my bed.
I'll put it to you this way.
Every day he tries to get sleep in my bed. I'm like, no, it's not happening.
All of my kids were breastfed until they were three, including the twins.
Nice.
Yeah. So we're very close knit, all on top of each other family. But I speak to them honestly. Like I came up in a really fucked up situation and I'm all right. So they can handle the truth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that's the other thing is like, I don't want to just raise my kid like a fucking, like where like everything is like super sensitive. Like even like with his mom, she'll get mad at me for like showing him certain movies. And I'm like, he can deal with a little bit of like cursing and he can deal with a little bit of like TV violence or like, it's not, he knows the difference. Like he knows he's not watching real violence. You know what I'm saying? And I don't want him to like, you know, you almost don't want to like train them to be like shocked when the real world hits them in the face. You know, I think honestly, like art and music and television, the darker side of that, even in the formative years for a kid, can help them acclimate to the darker side of life. Because, you know, if they don't know that that exists, like my son is really sensitive. Like I made a joke about Casey Anthony. He was like, who's that? And I was like, oh, yeah, she murdered her daughter. And he was like, he started crying. He was like, what? Parents will murder their kids? And I was like, no, I'm kidding. And then I like, now he's getting like,
yeah. He's like, I've always thought that about you, but
that never happened.
Like Casey Anthony is like this mythological creature now that comes and kills kids. You can scare him with Casey Anthony's going to come and get you. Yeah. Casey Anthony
was so sensitive of the idea that a parent could ever even do that to their kid. He was like, and it's because we, you know, we do raise him in a little bit of a bubble, but I think that, you know, you have to like,
you have to expose them to that because it also gives them the option. Like my son, even now, will just be like, he's super into Batman, right? And there's very limited like kiddie.
You know,
Batman
they say
shit.
That's like a sign of being gay.
Cool.
Batman specifically.
Let's go. Yeah. Let's go. I'll monetize that soon. Then
he's at home like, Dad, could you put Batman on? I really want to see.
He just wants to see the part where Val Kilmer changes into the suit. But no. So there's very few like kid friendly Batman shit. There's like bat wheels and stuff like that, but I put on the Lego Batman movie, which is hilarious. But there's some stuff in there where like lasers and kicks and blah blah blah. And at one point he goes, Dad, I think this might be a little too violent.
Wow.
And I was like, all right, man, let's turn this off. We'll put on something else.
I hate when my son does that. He's like, Dad, this is a bit much. And I'm like, no, it's not. Okay, that's your mother talking right now. You don't think it's too much. You're trying to do a thing where, and then he goes, he's like, Mom, he showed me this movie, and you know, I thought it was too much. He said, you know, he made me watch it. And then she gets
propped.
Yeah. James will say, I don't think this is appropriate.
Yeah,
he goes,
I don't think it's appropriate for me. I'm like, James, it's not, but fucking relax. You're here. Yeah. You're watching it with your dad. Be cool.
Yeah.
That's fair.
That is fair.
Yeah.
I think, first of all, it builds trust. Like any opportunity to build trust is super important.
Hold on, Feeney's calling me right now. Oh, never mind. I missed it. I was going to answer it, see what he wanted.
Talk to you. Is he a parent? Maybe he has a parenting style.
That was, he could hear that one inside of my body. That was crazy.
Out of your gullet.
That was legitimately my gullet. Mm. My gullet's screaming right now. Yeah. All right. We're going to get out of here in a minute. We got a couple more minutes here. Let's see. Fake psychic who conned woman out of more than $3 million is sentenced to nearly 3 years in prison.
What happened? Psychic that
worth
got
it.
Caught.
So there is it was a team, Samantha Stevens 51 and Michael Paul Guzman 42. And what they did was they told this woman that she had she was cursed and that her whole family was cursed, and that the only way that they could avoid bad things happening to them were to like continue to do these rituals. And so over the course of several years, they got $3 million from her. Eventually, they just kind of took off. Both of them took off. And when they took off is when this woman reported them. And they were both found guilty, and they both did approximately 3 years, or they're doing 3 years in jail.
Wow. I don't think that's fair.
Yeah, how was
the lady call the police and go, "Hi, I'm stupid."
Yeah. Also, how was her luck in those 3 years? I mean, was she crushing it?
She had $3 million.
Yeah, she's got $3 million. I also just don't kind of like, whatever. When rich people get ripped off, I'm like, whatever.
Yeah.
You know.
Isn't that just a larger scale of the success that any psychic would have? Like, isn't that, it's not real.
That's a good point.
Yeah. It's all scams.
They got in trouble for being really good at their job.
And people legitimately pay, like, a lot of money for numerology readings, for card readings, for psychic shit. Like, that is.
It's all stupid shit.
Yeah.
You think about how retarded you have to be to not be able to pull off, like, fake psychic, to get called out for being a fake psychic. You have to be so fucking dumb. Didn't Thomas Dale become a psychic?
He is. Yeah. He's a clairvoyant.
That's like
that's
what's happening right now. The angle.
No, Mike, that's his new identity, clairvoyant.
Thomas Dale was a comedian who was funny too. I always liked Thomas. Very funny.
Not only funny, but had like somewhat of a meteoric rise.
Yeah,
like,
he was killing it.
He was in the cellar like 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, he was killing it. And then did he just give up doing stand up to become a
psychic? I don't think he does stand up anymore.
And he's just a psychic now.
Clairvoyant's the easy one to rip off people, because all you have to do is be able to read micro expressions.
Yeah.
You know, and go, "Oh, you're doubting my abilities right
you
now."
You should order a reading from him.
I found him on Instagram.
Let's say, please.
Yeah, he's a clairvoyant medium and whatever that other thing.
Yeah, but
is.
He doesn't have a huge following on. Dude, that's all fucking micro.
Nobody said he's like booked out for the year. Like he's, you know, you don't need necessarily a huge following. You just need a devoted few that believe
I guess
in your shit.
Good for him if he's fucking killing it. Is he not gay anymore? Is that his girlfriend?
Yeah, he switched.
No way.
No.
I don't know, friend.
Yeah. No, Thomas was very funny. He was a funny comic. I would just...
Oh, such a funny comic. Like, he sounded like Snagglepuss.
Oh, my God.
Let me suck your cock even. Play with the
Hold on. I think your grandma's here. She's in the room. I can feel her presence.
Yeah, he destroyed.
Yeah, he was a fucking killer. I don't know. He must be absolutely killing it.
I'm sure.
Because my assumption... He probably could have been fucking making millions of dollars doing stand-up at this point.
Yeah.
It seemed like he was sort of on that trajectory, right? Yeah. So very interesting. Well, you know, good luck to Thomas. Hopefully he's killing it. He knows we're talking about him right now. He's like,
He's sitting on that crystal.
All right, we're going to run. You guys are the best. Thanks for watching. We'll be back on Monday. Everyone have a Merry Christmas. And next week, final week of the year. Good night.
That's all, folks.